Jesus tells us in today's gospel, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Today, we tend not to think much about Gehenna, metaphorically hell. We'd like to think that, well, everybody is basically just a good person, and so long as we're all just basically good, certainly no one is so bad as to deserve to go to hell or to not get to heaven, if there even is a hell. How many times do we hear that today? People would pretend that perhaps there is no hell, wishful thinking that somehow maybe we can just all not have to work very hard in this life and we just all get eternal reward with God for doing not much of anything. It doesn't even make sense in an earthly kind of justice, yet alone with God's divine justice. Jesus tells us plainly in the gospel today, there is hell. There is a place of the damned for people who do not conform their lives to God. We are all given choices. Will we choose God or not? And if we choose not, he says, be afraid. Be afraid of the one who can kill both body and soul in Gehenna. That means not only is there a hell, but there is an adversary. We really do have an enemy, the devil, that wants to kill body and soul in hell forever. Much more dramatic a situation that I think we give credit for today. And if we were to see the drama of the real situation that we're in, that really each day we are in a life and death struggle, perhaps we would live more deliberately. But God is not one to just abandon us, even if we reject him or become lax. He's always sending out rescuers to us. In 1917, Our Lady appeared in Fatima, Portugal, and on July 13th, she appeared from May 13th to October 13th, over 6 months, on the 13th of each month. We're coming up on July 13th this week, and it was on July 13th in 1917 in Fatima that Our Lady appeared, and she gave the three shepherd children, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia, a vision of hell. Hardly seems like a comforting thing for our Lady to come and do. Normally it seems like Mary would come and wouldn't she give us messages of comfort? Well, she does. But on this particular day, at the end of their meeting together, she opens up before her a vision of hell that the three young children, just 10, 9, 7 years old, see what it's like in hell. They see the souls in hell suffering, and they are terrified and extremely saddened to see that there are people suffering this way. Mary urges them to pray for the conversion of sinners. Pray for those who do not care about God. She asks, are they willing to suffer and make reparation for sinners so that they won't have to go to hell? And the children accept. There is a great act of charity on their part. The vision of hell is so real and so frightening to them that they don't want anyone to go there, and they are willing to suffer and do penance themselves in this life so that others might not go there. Mary comes to us also with these visions. She says to us, hell is real. Live your life so that you don't go there, and pray and do penance for others. Mary, on this day, also pointed out that although they were in the midst of the First World War at that time, she assures them, don't worry, this war will end. However, if people are not converted, do not pray the rosary every day for peace, then an even worse war will take place. And of course, Mary's message was not heeded, and the Second World War took place with all that bloodshed, all that loss of life. But Mary reassured the shepherd children Don't be afraid. In the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. She asked that the Holy Father, along with all the bishops in the world, pray together and consecrate, particularly Russia, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and her Immaculate Heart would triumph. There would be peace. John Paul II, of course, you know, was a great lover and devoted to Our Lady of Fatima, having experienced his attempt on his life on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima in 1981. He very much believed that his life was saved as a result of the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima. And so he wanted to do what the lady asked, to do what Mary requested. So he actually tried one time on his pilgrimage to Fatima. He consecrated Russia to Mary's Immaculate Heart. However, although he'd asked all the bishops to join with him, not all the bishops got the message in time. So in 1984, he did it again. This time he made sure all the bishops in union with him all did exactly as Mary had said. Because when he did it the first time, Sister Lucy said, Holy Father, Our Lady says that it wasn't quite done yet because not all the bishops knew about it. So he did it again. This is how specific Mary was. He consecrated Russia, the whole world, to Mary's Immaculate Heart. And with all the bishops in union in that time, Sister Lucia said, yes, it's been done as Our Lady has asked. And what was the result? Communism fell. The Berlin Wall falls in 89. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics dissolves. Mary's Immaculate Heart did indeed triumph and continues to triumph because we continue to have need for the conversion of the world. Russia spread her errors throughout the world, as Mary said it would, and so communism is still very much alive, as we see in China, just a place where the church remains so persecuted. And everywhere throughout the world, we still see that we are in need of the triumph of the Queen of Peace, our Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. So today, we take seriously Mary's call at Fatima to pray for peace, to pay the rosary every day for peace, but to also recognize the reality of the struggle of this life, life and death, heaven and hell, hanging in the balance, that we need to pray, but we also need to sacrifice, to do penance for our own sins, to do penance for even the sins of others, so that they might not go to hell. Having just come back from Fatima a few weeks ago myself, it's a very different kind of place of pilgrimage, in that Fatima is a very penitential kind of place. People very much recognized this call of Our Lady there was one of penance. Pray, convert the world. She gave three secrets to the children. The final one was revealed in 2000 by John Paul II and spoke of the fact that a vision of the church, and particularly the Holy Father, being attacked and even shot down. Of course, we see that partly fulfilled in the assassination attempt on John Paul, but even beyond that, we all recognize that the vision speaks not just of that particular event, but the ongoing attack on the church, on our Holy Father. Mary herself said the Holy Father would have much to suffer, and certainly we see that in our day too. So as we pray for peace in the world, let us also invoke the prayers of Our Lady of Fatima to pray for our Holy Father, to watch over Pope Benedict, as indeed he does have much to suffer right now, and the whole church with him, for he is symbolically the point of attack, for attack of the church itself. Let us offer our penances, our prayers, for the conversion of the world to Mary's Immaculate Heart, for protection for the church, and ultimately for the conversion of ourselves and our family. Mary, on this day, in 1917, July 13th, I should say, in 1917, taught the three children that prayer that we now add to each decade of the Rosary. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.